I don't want to give advice. I don't want to record the show, cause I miss you, Sean, and I don't want to miss a thing. Even my best won't do. This podcast show was built for two, and I miss you, Sean, and I don't want to miss a thing. Hello and welcome. From listening to that, you probably can't hold on to the fact that our dearest Sean will not be joining us today, as I have no idea where he is. I haven't been able to get a hold of him. So I apologise for the lateness of this show. I thought that I'd quickly put one together for you myself. You are, of course, listening to I'm Stumped, and as Sean's not here, I must be Christopher Beale, here to hopefully give you a bit of helpful advice, make you have a little bit of a chuckle, as I hope that intro song did. Again, sorry that Sean can't be with us today. I'll try and find out where he is, and I'll get him to make his apologies on our next show. And the topic of today's show is annoying things, so I will go through a few annoying things, like the fact that Sean isn't here, and answer some questions that we've had sent in or given to us by, or given to me, I should say, by close family and friends. Right, so first of all, I'll get straight into the first question, which comes to us from our lovely secretary, who will hate being called a secretary, but that's basically what she is, Hayley West, and she says, Dear I'm Stumped, one of the most annoying things that I find, especially at this time of year in the summer, so I thought it would be relevant to your summer segment show, yeah, thank you for that, Hayley, is that whenever I try and get buses, because I live in Weymouth, where it's a seaside resort, so when I try and get buses into town, they're always overflowing with tourists, and the council don't supply big enough buses for, you know, the locals to get on. Is there anything any advice you can give me to try and get the buses so I can get where I need to? So that's from Hayley West. Well, I've been giving this one a bit of thought, Hayley, and I was thinking, well, what you want to do is you want to find out, because I know that you live near where the holiday camps are, you want to find some stops that are maybe before they get to the holiday camps, maybe send a letter to the council themselves, because, I mean, it is a bit of a stupid thing, really, because the council and the bus company are actually losing out in money if they're not actually having enough space to let people on. I mean, I know British Travel is pretty terrible. I mean, we've spoken several times on the subject of our rail service, but our bus service should come under our scrutiny as well. I mean, surely if they know there's a lot of people in that area and it's a touristy area of the town, as we only live in a fairly small town, that they should supply bigger buses. So surely that's, you know, something that should be done. But anyway, on to advice for you, Hayley. I would say either that, I would say get an earlier bus than most tourists get up, because most tourists get up really late. Throw money on the floor, maybe, and they might all dive and try and scavenge that. Ask everyone for their visas, maybe, or get there early. I mean, I can't really think of anything else you can do. I mean, that's another thing. I hate people who push to the front. I mean, you guys out there, you must probably agree with me that, you know, it's just really annoying when you're waiting in a queue and you've been waiting for ages. It happens all the time, all over the place. I mean, we're supposed to be a nation of people who are good at queuing, but I mean, they just push in, and you'll be waiting there, and they'll just barge in front of you. And especially if it's like a burly man, you know, I'm a bit of a wimp, really, when it comes to people like that, and I don't really want to confront them, and you know, get up in their grill about them pushing in front in case I, you know, get a thump in the face. So, yeah, you guys out there, stop pushing into queues. It's not all right. Right, anyway. Next question, I think. Right, this one comes to me from a guy called Sean Crimbleby. And he says, "Dear Chris and Sean, I'm moving into a flat next year with another two of my best friends. But I've just recently found out that they've both got together, and I'm a bit worried that this is going to get awkward. I've had this situation before, and it really annoyed me how they didn't let me know personally that they were getting together. They just kind of waited for me to find out, and also that then, they kind of leave you out of everything because they're now both together as a couple. Is there anything I can do? Should I leave them to it, or should I be rude and ask them to, step in straight away and say, can you make sure that you don't leave me out of anything? You don't want to just be rude or selfish. I mean, they have lives too. But on the same at the same time, I mean, I completely understand what you're saying. You want to make sure that this doesn't affect your household. I mean, especially if they ever broke up, that would be a really awkward situation for you all. You'd all be kind of like without it would just affect the atmosphere. And every time they saw each other, there'd be like a bad blood between them. And unless they like broke up really well, I'm not saying that some people don't have clean breakups, but I'm just saying that there'll always be some sort of baggage left behind, and I don't want to see you carrying the baggage, man. I just don't want to see it. What you want to do is you want to maybe voice your concerns, but do it, it's all about the way that you say things. I mean, that's what I've been trying to say, the whole time. That's what the Love Doctor's been trying to say the whole time through this series, is that it's all about the way in which you say something to someone, to whether it's then taken in the way that you want it to be taken, and not offend anybody or get anyone upset. So what you want to do is you want to say, "Look, I'm really glad you guys have got together. I hope this doesn't affect anything in our house too badly." And then just leave it. I mean, if something happens between them, just try and sort it out. But yeah, I would keep a distance on this one, man, because a girl is a complex bag of tricks, and you don't want to go upsetting things anymore and become the enemy of both of them. You don't want to lose both of their friendships, so yeah, just hang low on that one. Anyway, I'm sorry about the state of this show. I know it's a bit more quiet than normal, about 50%, because Sean's not here. But still, the show must go on. Show must go on. This podcast may be breaking a fan base, we may be faking, but my smile still stays on. Yes, that's right. You may have noticed that without Sean here, I'm free to use my creative juices to create all manner of songs to both annoy and hopefully make you laugh. Coming up, as Sean isn't here, I can shove in another one before we finish, and also think I have time for another question. So, this is a take I've done on a fairly well-known annoying song with my own little twist at the end. I hope you enjoy it. So yeah, sit back and relax and enjoy. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand. He said to the man who was running the stand, "Hey, got any grapes?" The man said, "No, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I sell you a glass?" The duck said, "I'll pass." And he waddled away to the very next day. The duck walked up to the lemonade stand. He said to the man who was running the stand, Hey, got any grapes? The man said no, like I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade. Okay, why not give it a try? The duck said goodbye. Then he waddled away. He waddled away. He waddled away. To the very next day. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, he said to the man who was running the stand, hey, got any grapes? The man said, look, this is getting old. I mean, lemonade's what we've ever sold. Why not give it a go? The duck said, how about no? So when Sean walked up to the lemonade stand, he said to the man who was running the stand, hey, got any ideas for my podcast? The man said, no, not you too. Go away or I'll just shoot you. There we go. I hope you enjoyed that. I believe we have time for one more question, which comes to us from Gary, and he says, the most annoying thing I find in the whole entire world is listening to your podcast. Okay, maybe we'll ignore that one. No, actually, wait. I want to just tell you something. We're not forcing you to watch the show. Listen to the show. We're not holding your eyes open and your ears and your other orifices and cramming our knowledge into them and stuffing it all in. We're not doing that. We're just trying to put ourselves out on the internet. If you don't like this show, then just don't listen to it. Then again, if you preferred this episode without Sean in it, which I'm sure you all did, then please comment and send us in messages, and then I'll just kick Sean off the show, and you'll never have to listen to him again. But then again, if you actually prefer it with Sean, with his comedy and his laughing, I don't know why you'd miss that. But if you did, then let us know that as well. I mean, you can send it in to imstumppodcast@hotmail.co.uk. You can find us on Facebook if you search I'm Stump Podcast. You can post on our blogger, which is imstumppod.blogspot.com. And you can also, if you just type into Google, good old Google, and just type in I'm Stumped, and it'll just come up there. So you really have no excuse not to get in contact with us. So come on, push Sean out of the show and get in contact with us. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's podcast. We'll see you again soon. I'll hopefully get Sean back on the show, and see you next time. I've been Chris Beale, by the way. 10 minutes is gone.